No wonder we remember drift-filled lanes and the snow taking weeks, sometimes months, to thaw. In the 1970s, the Dark Peak often recorded more than 70 days of snow a year. Now it's down to about 49 days. A fact which leaves the mountain hare, who still turn white in winter, conspicuous on the heather-clad flanks of Bleak Low and Kinder Scout, like hosts who forgot to mention its fancy dress, or mythical beings caught in an age where magic is the preserve of stories. During the making of this chapter, shepherds have told me our vintage breed of sheep, the Derbyshire Gritstone, have supernatural powers for forecasting snow. Yet even that couldn't save them in the huge winters of 1947 and 63, when livestock perished and the railways disappeared under drifts in Derbyshire up to 27 feet deep. People have told me of buried houses and tunnels to the outside lavatory. What did they do when they ran out of paper? The mind boggles.
How Mum managed, I don't know. I don't know how she fed. I mean, at 10, you don't realise, do you? I don't know how she fed us, really. How would she get out? She couldn't get out.
47, I can remember, we lived at Normanwood, and we come out at bedroom windows and slid down drifts into the yard because all around the house were buried.
And people in the upper, I mean, isn't there some snow? I said, snow? You've seen nothing yet. Why? I says, well, when you see telegraph poles, stick it through the top like that. I says, that's snow.
They were never a line up, no telegraph lines, no nothing, they were all fetched in.
They just dug after so many days or weeks. They dug a spade width.
Yeah.
They had to cut it out in blocks with spades and throw it. It was just enough for you to walk through, you know, with your shoulders bunched together. You can't imagine it, can you?